Carroll Broadcasting presents High School Basketball.
We welcome you into Kick 106.7 tonight as we got Class 2A District 8 postseason basketball on tap for you tonight as East Hatt County going to take on a familiar foe in South Central Calhoun. This is the third meeting between the two teams this year as they are conference rivals and only separated about a couple of miles from apart from each other, so two teams that know each other really well. So we'll dive into the matchup, give you starters and numbers and stats and all that stuff coming up in here in your Mackey Motors. Our pregame show again brought to you by Mackey Motors in Lake City, recipient of that GM Mark of Exit Award for 15 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com. East Hatt County comes in 4-17 on the season. They finished up 3-8 in the Twin Lakes Conference. They split this year with South Central Calhoun, winning the first matchup 39-38. Then South Central Calhoun last Friday, right here in the gym in Rockwell City, picked up a 51-42 victory over East Hatt County. So these two teams have split their matchup, and two teams that, like I mentioned, know each other really well. South Central Calhoun leads the all-time series dating back to 2011 against these two teams. Now they lead at 17-16, so a really close margin, and two rivals that are going to play each other really well. And South Central Calhoun comes in 11-10, 6-5 in the Twin Lakes Conference, playing some of their best basketball down the stretch of the season so far tonight. As I mentioned, East Hatt County 4-17 to South Central Calhoun 11-10. We'll run you through starting lineups. We'll give you some numbers for both teams when we come back. Listen to your Mackey Motors pregame show here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
United Bank of Iowa is proud to support the South Central Calhoun students and athletes. We wish all the success in your upcoming sports season and in the classroom. United Bank of Iowa is here for your banking needs also. We're ready to help you with your first checking account or vehicle loan. We have all the conveniences that you want, like mobile banking, e-statements, electronic deposits, and more. We make banking easy at United Bank of Iowa, Lake City, Rockwell City, Lorville, and Litton. Member FDIC.
Nothing better exemplifies teamwork than the hard work and dedication of our local area student-athletes. The same can be said of the team at Domino Motors in Sac City. Whether it's pre-owned or new, parts or service, Domino Motors has the expertise you don't just need, but deserve. To see their full line or view their weekly ad, check their website. Domino Motors, Sac City's ideal Chevy dealer and proud supporter of the East Sac Raiders.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With four convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Otable, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumber yard.
Live from the Gatorade broadcast booth tonight here in Rockwell City, the South Central Calhoun Middle School. Gatorade helps athletes refuel, recover, and perform. Distributed by Pepsi Beverages there in a Carroll. Running through starting lineups in tonight's contest again. This is Class 2A District 8. Winner tonight going to advance to take on Cherokee coming up later on in the week. For East Hatt County, they come in 4-17. They will start Jordan Ulmer, a senior, Zach Jacobson, a junior, Carson Schmidt, a junior, Grayson Rubendahl, a freshman, and a Cade Snyder, a senior. For South Central Calhoun, they're 11-10 on the season. They will start Hallis Stye, a sophomore, Charlie Natras, a senior, Evan Myers, a junior, Grant Krause, a junior, then Kate Higgins, a sophomore, will start tonight for the South Central Calhoun Titans. Taking a look at your numbers as we get set for tip-off coming up in just a little bit here on Kick 106.7. This game is going to be played at a really slow pace tonight. Both teams are going to use the shot clock, work the basketball around to get an open shot. East Hatt County, talking with Coach Todd Bontrager before the game, he said, we're going to play at a slow pace, hope to get some open shots and knock down some threes. He likes their defense that they can put on South Central Calhoun's perimeter defenders and kind of make them forced to take some shots. He said that if we can hold them and not have them make a bunch of shots from the outside, we should do really well tonight. Bontrager thinks here tonight in this matchup. East Hatt County comes in averaging 41 points per game. They shoot about 32% from the field. 28% from three. Also shooting about a 48% from the free throw line clip so far in the season. For East Sayac County tonight, they've got to limit turnovers. Come in averaging 15 turnovers a game tonight just to 10 assists. So they're averaging more turnovers than assists. For East Sayac County, Zach Jacobs is going to play a big key in tonight's game. Does a nice job of running that point guard position, distributing the basketball. Is also their best shooter percentage-wise coming into tonight at 30% on the season. So I think he's going to need to play a big role tonight for the Raiders if they want to come out with an upset victory tonight here in Rockwell City. For South Central Calhoun, they come in averaging just over 47 points per game. They shoot it at a 38% clip from the field and 25% from three. This is a really streaky shooting team. When they're on, they're going to knock down a bunch of threes. When they're off, they might miss them, but they do a really good job of using their size and their athleticism to run in transition and also get points around the basket, especially to the free throw line. Mid-range game is kind of, I think, where this team excels in the offensive portion. I think Charlie Natcher is going to play a big key in the game tonight. When they played on Friday, he did a really good job of getting near the free throw line and just like inside the free throw line from the basket to the free throw line area and the paint. Of getting some big buckets, and he averages 12.6 points coming into tonight. Also think that Cade Higgins could potentially play a big game tonight as well. He's going to have the height advantage down low, but the bigger Cade Snyder might hurt that a little bit just because Higgins is not the bulkiest guy. Snyder's a little bit shorter and a little more bulkier, but Cade a little bit taller. So we'll see how they work it down low to Higgins tonight. And I think rebounding is going to be a big thing tonight. Whoever can win the rebound battle might come out on top tonight. South Central Calhoun comes in averaging 27 rebounds per game. Evan Myers at 7.2. You normally don't see a guard average that many rebounds per game coming into tonight, but Myers does a really nice job of getting on the boards and running in transition. And Hallis Dye, the point guard for the Titans, had a really good game on Friday. 11 points, had a couple assists, some rebounds and steals and stuff like that. So let's see if he can be disruptive on the defensive end of the court. East Sayac County comes in 4-17, 3-8 in the Twin Lakes Conference. South Central Calhoun 11-10, 6-5 in the Twin Lakes Conference so far this season. Again, the winner of tonight's game going to advance to take on Cherokee. That'll be coming up later on in the week. That will be on a Friday. As we won't have that game coming up for you, but we will have coverage of other games throughout the postseason action for you. I want to mention State Boys Wrestling going on Thursday as well. Both these two schools are going to be represented down there pretty well at Casey Center in Des Moines for South Central Calhoun. Carson Webker made it. Case Kraft for South Central Calhoun. You look at other guys. Curtis Bullock for South Central Calhoun made it, as well as the heavyweight. Cooper Natchez made it at 175. Also, Jace Peterson of South Central Calhoun at 285. So the Titans really well represented down there. East Sac's got Dawson Allen and Cal McCullough down there. So you can check out the full state wrestling coverage for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday up on the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network YouTube page. The starting lineups getting announced down on the court here right now. Also want to mention we got plenty of other basketball for you tonight as we open up pretty much the full week of postseason basketball. Boys and girls all going on throughout the week. So you can check out those full sports schedules at sports.jdkcim.com. We got National Anthem coming up. Tip off and we come back. We're back in 2 minutes here on a Kick 106.7.
Here at the Lake City Drive-In, let us make you a meal or snack that you'll love. We have an amazing menu with something for everyone. People love our roasted chicken and our juicy burgers, and ice cream is delicious at any time of the year. Check out our Facebook and look for our daily specials. The Lake City Drive-In is open 7 days a week. Come in or call ahead and use the drive-thru. 464-3005, the Lake City Drive-In, located on Main Street across from the high school in Lake City.
Did you know if you experience a sports injury, Loring Hospital in Sac City has an experienced team that can get you back in the game? With the team approach at Loring Hospital, our physical therapist can provide you the one-on-one personalized rehabilitation you may need. At Loring Hospital, we help athletes of all ages be the safest and best they can be. For more information, call Loring Hospital in Sac City at 712-662-7105. Loring Hospital, extraordinary care right here.
Jacobson Seed, family owned and operated for more than 85 years. But why is it important for you to do business with a family owned seed company? At Jacobson Seed, we are proud of our family owned heritage. Our commitment goes beyond just selling seed. It's about cultivating relationships and sharing our passion for growth. It's about treating you like a member of our family. Our roots run deep with generations of knowledge, and expertise that we pour into every seed we sell. Jacobson Seed, your American veteran, family-owned seed company.
Mackey Motors proudly supports the South Central Calhoun Titans Athletics. It's been our pleasure serving Lake City and the surrounding communities for over 50 years, with our main focus being on customer satisfaction. When you purchase a new Chevy or certified pre-owned vehicle, use the Quick Lube Express Bays or come get service or bodywork done. Always know that Mackey Motors is a member of your team every step of the way.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
We are set for tip-off here on Kick 106.7. Sac County taking on South Central Calhoun. Just wrapped up your Mackey Motors post-game show. It'll be, or pre-game show, I should say. It'll be Cade Higgins and Cade Snyder to tip this one up as we get set for Class 2A District 8 opening round. Opening tip can be won by the Titans as they will go right to left down the court here in the first half. East Sac County will go left to right the opposite way. Stye has it. They'll kick in the corner now to Myers. He'll take the opening three and knock it down. And if South Central Calhoun can get hot from the outside, that could be a dangerous game that the Titans, that the Raiders might not want to play tonight as Myers knocks down the first three to open up the scoring 3-0 in favor of South Central Calhoun. Schmidt has it. They'll get to Jacobson. He'll swing it out to Ulmer. Ulmer looking for somewhere to go. Titans in a 2-3 zone defense. They'll get it back to Schmidt. Jacobson will take the three, top of the key. It's on the way. It'll roll around. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touched by the Raiders, and it will be South Central Calhoun basketball. So good defense out of the Titans to start the game. And winner tonight can advance to take on Cherokee coming up later on in the week. Mattress has it. They go down low to Higgins near the elbow. They get it back out to Stye. Stye now to Higgins near the free throw line. Backdoor pass to Myers. Myers double team. Kicks in the corner to Mattress. Mattress will dribble in. Uses a spin move. He's going to have the basketball poked away. Rubendahl tried to get it to Ulmer. Ulmer wasn't paying attention. Mattress misses the layup. Evan Myers there for the putback. He's got all 5 points now for the Titans here to open up the game. It's 5-0 in favor of South Central Calhoun. Jacobson bounce pass over to Ulmer. They go down low to Rubendahl. Rubendahl backdoors pass to Snyder, and that's going to be stolen away. Good job by Cade Higgins to get his hand in there. Titans are rolling early as they are up 5-0 here in the first quarter. Evan Myers goes near the free throw line to Natras. His jumper is no good. Cade Higgins offensive rebound, but he's going to land out of bounds with it. So the basketball will go over to the Raiders. These two teams did split the matchups earlier in the year. Esac County won at their gym early in the season, like the third game, I think, to start the basketball season, 39-38. South Central Calhoun won on Friday to end their regular season, 51-42. Rubendahl near the free throw line. Backdoor pass to Snyder. He's double-teamed, and he's going to travel with the basketball, trying to get it out of the double-team, trying to swing it cross-court to Jacobson. And another turnover here by the Raiders will give it back to the Titans. 6:12 left here in the first. It's 5-0 in favor of South Central Calhoun. Krause gives it up to Stye. Alice Stye back to Krause. They get it to Natras. They're going to work it down low to Myers. He'll step out now in the corner. Myers to Natras. Shot clock down to 18. Both these two teams going to play the slow pace tonight. Going to work the shot clock and try to find an open shot. Raiders still have it. They'll go to Natras. This wing three on the way up. No good. Fight for the basketball. Ulmer going to track it down. Tries to throw it off of the Titans, but Esac able to track it down, and the shot clock will reset as it goes back over to Esac County. Schmidt in the corner. They dump it down low to Rubendahl. He's going to draw the double team, and we're going to get a travel on Rubendahl, and he knew it. Starts walking out on the other end of the court. That's twice now we've seen South Central Calhoun bring a double team as soon as the Raiders get it on one of the lower blocks. And Esac County has traveled twice out of it. So the turnover will give it right back to the Titans. Schroeder into the game for East Sac County, seeing his first minutes tonight. Myers will take a three in the corner. It's going to be up, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be out of bounds, and they're going to say it'll stick with the Titans. It was last touched by Carson Schmidt. Natras inbounds to Krause. Krause back to Natras. Shot clock resets to 35. It's down to 30. Stye with it. Swings cross court to Myers near the free throw line. Backdoor pass to Higgins is going to be stolen away. Schroeder comes away with the steal. Jacobson the other way. Direct in traffic as at the top of the key. They kick it to Schmidt. Schmidt back to Jacobson. Cross court to Schroeder. They go back to Jacobson. Titans still sitting in the 2-3 zone defense. Schroeder's three going to be up, left a little short. Mattress will pull down the rebound for the Titans. It's still 5-0 in favor of South Central Calhoun. 4:48 to go here in the first. They go to Higgins on the elbow, out to Krause. He'll take a three at the top of the key. It's up off the back iron. No good. Offensive rebound by Evan Myers. Looking for somewhere to go with it. Just has to kick it out, but it's going to go out of bounds as Natras almost went over the East Sac County bench. Trying to save the basketball, but the turnover will give it right back to East Sac County. Two officials are going to come and talk. They're going to say that it's going to go out of bounds off of East Sac County. Or excuse me, off of South Central Calhoun. It looked like they might have overturned it there for a minute. Schmidt will inbound the basketball. Jacobson has it, swings it up to Schroeder. Schroeder on the wing back to Jacobson. To work it around to Schmidt. Schmidt thought about the three, bounces it now in the corner to Omer. Omer going to lose it out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touched by Natras, so it will stick with the Raiders. 24 seconds on the shot clock as Beckham Kluver will check into the game now, the freshman for East Sac County. East Sac County's got a lot of young, good players. Just need to get some experience on the court. Kluver's got the basketball. Now back to Jacobson. Bounce pass over to Schroeder. Schroeder back to Jacobson near the top of the key. Titans still sit in a 2-3 zone defense. Clock down to 15 on the shot clock. They get it back to Schroeder. Tries to dump it down low to Omer. Omer, the double team on the block, looking for somewhere to go. Kicks it back out. Jacobson swings it to Kluver, who's open for three. Shot on the way. It's going to be up. No good. Fight for the rebound, though, as Schroeder's going to have it. We're going to get a reach and foul called on the Titans. So that'll go on Garrett Krause. It'll be the second on SEC, it'll be the first on Krause. 4:02 left here in the first. Actually going to call it the first foul on the Titans. Substitution into the game. Caleb Gaffney will check in. So it looks like Natras will take a seat. Still 5-0 in favor of the Titans. We're about halfway through the first quarter. Jacobson on the inbound will have it at the top of the key. Dribbles in, now kicks it back out to Schroeder. They'll bounce it over to Kluver. Kluver goes in the corner to Schroeder. Or excuse me, to Rubendahl. They kick it cross court. Pass almost stolen away by Gaffney. Jacobson able to get it back. Clock down to 22. We're going to get a three on the way by Schroeder. It's up short. Rubendahl with an offensive rebound. Nice post moves down low, and he'll pick up 2 points. Grayson Rubendahl with his first basket. 5-2 as the Titans get on the board halfway through the first quarter. Krause gives it up to Stein. Now back to Krause. Krause swings it over to Gaffney. Gaffney back to Krause. Looks like East Sac now to 2-3 zone defense. Was running a little bit man-to-man. Clock down to 19. They get it to Krause. Krause will take a three at the top of the key. It's up, no good. Fight for the rebound is battled around. It's going to go in the hands of Jacobson as he tracks it down. East Sac going to push the pace coming the other way. He'll kick it now in the corner. Thought about the three was Kluver. Back to Jacobson. He'll dribble near the three line. Kicks it back out to Schroeder. Isak will slow it down. Now is running a little bit of a faster pace there for a minute. Shot clock down to 22 as they kick it over to Schroeder. Now back to Jacobson. They got shot clock down to 15. 2:54 left here in the first quarter. Omer dribbles in. Bounce pass to Rubendahl. His floater in the lane. Up off the back iron. No good. Gets his own miss. Put back. No good. Evan Myers will grab the rebound for the Titans. I think we're going to get a timeout on the floor. It'll be a 30-second timeout, 5-2 in favor of South Central Calhoun. 2:43 left here in the first. We'll step away, take a break. We're back in 30 seconds here on a Kick 106.7.
Take a minute and think about your bank. Who's the first person you think of? That person who knows you and you trust to help you just the way you need it. At Bank Midwest, that's the kind of relationship we have with our customers. Because when it comes to your money, technology is great, but someone you can really talk to is indispensable. If that's what you want in a bank, we're your bank. Bank Mid who? Bank Midwest, the one with the just right banker for you. Member FDIC.
South Central Calhoun as they have the basketball coming out of the timeout. Titans did take the timeout to kind of probably set up some offense. They started pretty hot, but have gone cold the last couple of minutes. Natras near the free throw lane, trying to dump it down low to Higgins. Higgins has it poked away now in the hands of Myers. He'll miss the three-point shot off the backboard. Rebound pulled down by the Raiders. Raiders push it again, trailing by three right now. Kluver thought about the three, back to Jacobson. Looking for somewhere to go. Bounces it back over to Kluver. They go to Omer near the free throw line. Omer back out to Jacobson. Now to Schroeder. He'll take another three-point shot. That one going to be no good. Omer tries to save it. It's battled around in the hands of Kluver. Kluver gets it back to Jacobson. Jacobson will pull up for the free throw line jumper and knock it down. It's a 4-0 run for the Raiders after we started on a 5-0 run by the Titans as we go under 2 to play here in the first. Drilling into the game now for Isak as well out of the timeout. Myers runs the baseline. He'll dribble in down low. Draws a double team on the block. Out to Natchez. Three-point shot on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by Krause, but it's poked away by Julian. He's ahead of the pack in transition. Julian's layup is up and good. Raiders take a 6-5 lead with a minute 30 left here in the first quarter. It's a 6-0 run by Isak County. Stye to Krause. Krause back to Stye. Hallis Stye with it. Gives it back to Garrett Krause on the wing. Titans in a 2-3 zone. Excuse me, Isak County in a 2-3 zone defense. Natchez has it poked away. Kluber able to track it down. He's ahead of the pack. Another steal will lead to another basket. It's an 8-0 run by Isak County. 8-5 in favor of the Raiders. We have got a minute left here in the first quarter. Stye with it here on the wing. They try to get it to Higgins. Higgins working towards the free throw line. Stye's three is on the way. He'll knock it down. Ties us up at 8 and a much-needed basket for the Titans. Shot clock still on. About 10 seconds separating the shot clock and the game clock right now here in the first quarter. Schroeder gives it back to Jacobson. They'll bounce pass over to Kluber. Kluber goes in the corner to Julian. Julian has it poked away. Basketball still loose. They're going to say it was touched off of Kate Higgins' leg. So we'll stick with the Raiders. We got 9 seconds separating the shot clock and the game clock. Game clock at 31, shot clock down to 22. Rubendahl will check back into the game. Schroeder takes the seat for the Raiders. Kluber to inbound. Inbounds it to Rubendahl. We're going to get a foul coming the other way. It's going to be an offensive foul on Isak County. So it'll take the shot clock off. We are tied at 8 here in the first quarter. 31.1 to go. Isak has been playing some pretty good defense on an 8-3 run right now. Titans can hold for the last shot if they want it. Game clock down to 22. Stye has it at the top of the key. Hands it off to Krause as he backs it out near the half-court line. Bounce pass to Natchez. Natchez uses a little bit of a spin move. Tries to split the defense. Shot blocked away. Julian picks up the rebound. Titans going to slow it down. They go in to Brotherson. Brotherson's shot no good. Stye picks it up. Caught down to two, and we're going to get a half-court heave by Stye at the buzzer. It's going to be no good. That will end the first quarter, 8-8. Raiders end on the quarter on an 8-3 run. We'll step away, take a break. We're back in 1 minute for the second quarter coming up here on a Kick 106.7.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most. Tonight's game is brought to you by Corn Belt Telephone, keeping our teams connected since 1961. They don't just connect your internet, they connect our whole community. Corn Belt is right there on the sidelines with you. And they're way more than just your telecommunications provider. They're your neighbor, living, cheering, and growing alongside you game after game. So when you see Corn Belt Telephone's logo or hear their name on the air, know it's your community talking. Because at Corn Belt Telephone, connection is more than just service. It's commitment.
We go to the second quarter, tied at 8 here on Kick 106.7 as we are in the Gatorade broadcast booth tonight. Gatorade distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll Southeast for Fuel, Recover, and Preform. Isak County will start with the basketball coming out of the quarter change. Casey Miners with you here on Kick 106.7 tonight. Ulmer tries to get it into Rubendahl. Pass poked away by Stye. Stye gives it up to Krause now. Titans have it in half court set. Raiders still sitting in a 2-3 zone defense. Myers with it. Dumps it down low to Natchez. Natchez has it poked away but able to get it to Higgins. Higgins will go off the glass but fouled on the way up for the shot. So two free throws coming for Kate Higgins. And I think that Kate Higgins can play a really important role in this game tonight. He's got the height advantage against most of the Isak Raiders. So they could dump it down low to him. They'd also try to get it to Natchez on the block as well. Higgins' free throw on the way. It's up and good. Titans open the game on a 5-0 run. Isak County ends the quarter on an 8-3 run. And now Esak takes the lead back at 9-8, making now 10-8 as Higgins goes 2-for-2 from the line. His first couple points tonight. Kluber's got it. Uses a screen set by Brotherson. They bounce in the corner now to Julin. Julin back out to Kluber. Esak with the basketball to Schmidt. Schmidt on the far side wing. Schmidt will dribble in. Kicks across court to Kluber. Three-point shot on the way. It's up. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's battled around. Tipped in the hands of Garrett Krause as he comes away with it for South Central Calhoun. A minute off the clock so far here in the second quarter. We'll have your Mackey Motors stats report coming up in just a little bit here on Kick 106.7. Running through the first half stats, talk about it, potentially give you some scores from other games going on tonight across the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network as well. Myers running the baseline. They dump it down low to Higgins. Higgins goes up for the shot again as he was double-teamed. That'll be the second foul on the Raiders here in the quarter. And Higgins will go back to the line again for a couple more free throws. And winner tonight's game going to advance to take on Cherokee coming up later on in the week. Higgins' his free throws on the way. It is up and good. 11-8 in favor of the Titans. They've opened the quarter on a 3-0 run. As Higgins will step back to the line. Free throw on the way. And is up and good as well. He is 4-for-4 from the line. He's got all 4 points for the Titans here in the quarter. It's a 12-8 lead for South Central Calhoun. Titans quickly going to 2-3 zone. We're going to get a three by Brotherson. Quickly out of the zone. Rebound pulled down by Higgins. Titans now the other way looking to extend their lead. Myers with it. Gives it back to Stye. Stye cross court to Krause. Raiders in a 2-3 zone defense. Stye with it now to Krause. They get it to Natras. Tries to get it down low to Higgins, but they're going to get it back to Krause. Titans working with the basketball. 6:21 left here in the second quarter. Krause top of the key three on the way. It's going to be up. Rolls around the rim. It's no good. Good box out by Brotherson as Snyder's able to grab the rebound for the Raiders. Jacobson to Brotherson. Brotherson back to Jacobson. Coach Todd Bontrager calling out a play from the bench. Jacobson gives it back to Schmidt. Schmidt to Jacobson. Jacobson thought about the three to Brotherson. They'll get it back to Brotherson as he dribbles in near the free throw line. Tries to get it to Rubendahl off a pick and roll. Now back to Jacobson. He'll back it out. Shot clock down to 9. Uses the screen set by center. Cross court to Brotherson. Three-point shot. I think partially blocked. Offensive rebound to Rubendahl. They get it to Snyder, and Snyder's going to pick up 2 points. We got a timeout on the floor. 12-10 in favor of the Titans. It's 5:40 left here in the first half. We'll step away, take a break. We're back in 30 seconds here on a Kick 106.7.
United Bank of Iowa is proud to support the South Central Calhoun students and athletes. We wish all the success in your upcoming sports season and in the classroom. United Bank of Iowa is here for your banking needs also. We're ready to help you with your first checking account or vehicle loan. We have all the conveniences that you want, like mobile banking, e-statements, electronic deposits, and more. We make banking easy at United Bank of Iowa, Lake City, Rockwell City, Lorville, and Litton. Member FDIC.
For the Titans as we are into the second quarter here on Kick 106.7, 5:40 left here in the first half. Patrick Calhoun will have the basketball coming out of the quarter change. It's been back and forth so far, not a lot of whole bunch of fouls called, but both teams playing at a slow pace. We figured that coming into tonight. Krause has it, swings it up to Natras. Natras back to Higgins here on the elbow to kick it out to Stye. Stye's already knocked down to three, but goes to Myers on the block. Myers dribbles baseline, goes up for the shot, no good. Higgins with an offensive rebound, and we're going to get a foul down low on the Raiders. It'll be the third foul on Esak County here in the quarter. We'll see who it goes on. There's a bunch of players down there. It's going to go on Carson Schmidt. Will be his first. As Stye inbounds, shot clock resets to 35 to Natras off the inbound play. Shot no good. Rubendahl with the rebound for the Raiders. Jacobson ahead to Schroeder, back to Jacobson, will swing across court to Schmidt. Snyder now steps out, has it poked away by Krause. Krause is ahead of the pack in transition, he'll lay it up. He's going to pick up 2 points, his first 2 points tonight. Garrett Krause will extend the lead back to 4. Largest lead so far in the game for SEC was 5. They led 5-0. Largest lead for Esak was 1. We got a reach-in foul on Evan Myers, will be the first on the Titans here. You get a push, they're going to call. be the first on Myers. 4:52 left here in the first half. Jacobson inbounds the basketball. They tried to lob it into Rubendahl towards the hoop. The seal on by Stye as he has it coming the other way in transition. Dowse tries to dump it to Higgins. Higgins has it poked away. He gets it to Schmidt. Schmidt's blocked, and we're going to get a foul on the floor by South Central Calhoun. So Schmidt will go to the line for two free throws. Nice job by Jacobson of using the fast break to their advantage for East Sac County. Dumps it down low to Schmidt, and Schmidt will get two free throws coming up for the Raiders. It's the second foul on Krause. Titans here in the quarter. We got some blood on Evan Myers' jersey. So we're going to get a substitution coming in for him. So it looks like Luke Patterson and Caleb Gaffney into the game for the Titans. We're going to get Garrett Krause out as well. 4:38 left here in the second. 14-10 your score. Schmidt goes to the line. Carson Schmidt coming off a really good football season for the Raiders. Free throw on the way is up and good. The first attempt and first make for the Raiders here at the free throw line so far tonight. They come in as like a 48% free throw shooting team on the season. Second free throw on the way from Schmidt is going to be up no good. Patterson pulls down the rebound for the Titans. 4:33 left here in the second quarter. Gaffney has it, gives it up to Stye. Stye back to Gaffney. Gaffney swings it out to Patterson. They're working around the three-point line. They try to get it to Natras at half court. Excuse me, at the free throw line. Back to Gaffney, to Patterson. Patterson in the corner to Higgins. Shot clock down to 15 here for the Titans. Natras near the free throw line. Draws the double team. They get it to Stye. Stye will dribble baseline. Draws the double team down low. Shot clock down to 6. Now 5. Raiders, Titans need to get a shot off. Natras, long 3 is going to be up no good. Rebound pulled down by Schroeder. Good defense there by East Sac County to force a deep shot. We go under 4 to play here in the second quarter. 14-11 in favor of the Titans. Schmidt down low to Snyder. Snyder looking for somewhere to go. Gets it back to Schmidt. Cross court now to Jacobson. Top of the key. Raiders have the basketball in a half court set. Schroeder to Jacobson. Titans still sit in a 2-3 zone defense. Shot clock down to 13 as they hand it back off to Jacobson. Rubendahl to Schmidt. Schmidt thought about the three. Dribbles in near the free throw line. His pull-up jumper is going to be no good. Rebound tipped around into the hands of Cade Higgins. He's got a really nice ball game tonight on the glass. Luke Patterson has it. Gives it up to Gaffney. Free throw line to Natras. Natras backs it out to Gaffney. Now to Stye. Stye bounce pass down low to Higgins. Kick across court to Gaffney to Patterson. Three-point shot on the way. It's up no good. Backdoor rebound by Stye. Nobody picks him up off the block. His shot's no good. Raiders fans wanted to travel by Stye, but the rebound pulled down by Jacobson. It's a three-point lead for the Titans. 14-11 with 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. We'll have your Mackey Motors Hatch Report coming up in just a little bit here on Kick 106.7. Carson Schmidt with it. Bounces it down low to Rubendahl. Rubendahl kicks it back top of the key to Jacobson. He'll take the three. It's on the way. It's up no good. Rebound pulled down by Charlie Natras. Gaffney ahead in the front court now. The senior for the Titans gives it up to Stye. Stye kicks across court to Patterson. Titans need to work on their spacing a little bit here. They got three guys on one end of the court. Higgins near the free throw line. Thought about the free throw line jumper as it poked away by Jacobson. Another steal for the Raiders. Jacobson in transition. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by East Sac County. Rubendahl down low. His shot's going to be no good, but he was fouled. He'll go to the line for a couple of free throws. State wrestling going on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Both teams getting represented down at the well. Casey Center is now what it's called. Jeff will be down there for all of your State Boys wrestling coverage. Check it out on the CB Sports Network YouTube page. Both teams will have wrestlers competing. Free throw missed by Rubendahl. We got Ulmer, Kluver, and Julin back in the game for the Raiders as Evan Myers will check in for the Titans. So Patterson will take a seat for South Central Calhoun. I think Snyder, Schmidt, and Kluver will come off. Excuse me, Kluver onto the court. Second free throw knocked down by Rubendahl. 2-point lead here for South Central Calhoun. It's 14-12. Titans have it in a half court set. Gaffney gives it back up to Stye. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Natras on the block with it. Tries to dump, tries to go to work down low on Rubendahl and picks up 2 points. Jacobson will slow it down. 16-12 here, a minute 44 to go. 4-point lead in favor of South Central Calhoun. Rubendahl near the free throw line to Kluver. They get it to Jacobson. Bounce pass down low to Ulmer. Ulmer looking for Summer to go. Pass momentarily poked away, but they get it to Jacobson. Cross court to Julin. He'll take a three on the wing. It's up and good. Weston Julin with the three cuts that lead now down to one at 16-15 in favor of South Central Calhoun. Titans looking to get some offense going. They started each quarter hot, but then have kind of slowed down towards the end of the quarter. Gaffney to Stye. Stye will take a three. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound by Myers. He goes up for the shot on the putback and is fouled. And the Titans have done a really good job at the free throw line so far tonight. They are 4-for-4 from the line. Now, granted, all four of those free throws have come from Cade Higgins. As Myers will go to the line looking for his first pair. Looking to extend that Titan lead. It's currently one. Free throw on the way. It is up, no good, in and out. A minute six left here in the second quarter. Evan back to the free throw line for the Titans. Free throw on the way. It's up, no good as well. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Higgins tried to grab the loose basketball. It'll be ESAC Raider basketball. We are at a minute to play here in the second half. Julin gives it up to Kluver. Kluver back to Julin. Julin on the wing with it. Picks up his dribble, gives it back to Kluver. They swing it out to Jacobson. Jacobson with it. Will back it out. Titans in a 2-3 zone defense. Shot clock down to 19. They go down low to Rubendahl on the block. He draws a double team. Tries to kick it out to Julin, but good defense as Stye has it on the steal. Titans have it about 9 seconds separating the shot clock and the game clock here at the end of the quarter. Gaffney to Natras. Titans going to take some air out of the basketball, up by one. They'll give it to Stye. They dump it in the corner now to Higgins. Back out to Stye. Shot clock down to 13. Gaffney dribbles in. Looking for somewhere to go. Kicks it out to Natras. Clock down to 16. Now 7 on the shot clock. Natras will take a 3. It's no good. Fight for the rebound into the hands of Cade Higgins. He'll go up for the shot, and he's going to miss it, but he's right back to the free throw line for two more with 9.6 to go here in the second quarter. 16-15 in favor of the Titans as Higgins will go to the line. Higgins' free throw is on the way. It is up and good. He is 5-for-5 from the free throw line here in the quarter, 5-for-5 on the night. 17-15 here in favor of the Titans. It's a 2-point lead. Higgins back to the line. Free throw is up, no good. Rubendahl pulls down the rebound. Jacobson quickly the other way. They gate it up to Schroeder. Back to Jacobson. 3 seconds to Kluver. Kluver will take a three at the buzzer. It's on the way up, no good. 17-15 in favor of South Central Calhoun here at the half. We'll step away, take a break. We got your Mackey Motors Hatch Report coming up here on a Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Nothing better exemplifies teamwork than the hard work and dedication of our local area student-athletes. The same can be said of the team at Domino Motors in Sac City. Whether it's pre-owned or new, parts or service, Domino Motors has the expertise you don't just need, but deserve. To see their full line or view their weekly ad, check their website. Domino Motors, Sac City's ideal Chevy dealer and proud supporter of the East Sac Raiders.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wallach Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With 4 convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wallach Lumber, with locations in Wallach, Lakeview, Otobolt, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Here
at the Lake City Drive-In, let us make you a meal or snack that you'll love. We have an amazing menu with something for everyone. People love our roasted chicken and our juicy burgers. And ice cream is delicious at any time of the year. Check out our Facebook and look for our daily specials. The Lake City Drive-In is open 7 days a week. Come in or call ahead and use the drive-thru. 464-3005, the Lake City Drive-In, located on Main Street across from the high school in Lake City.
Did you know if you experience a sports injury, Loring Hospital in Sac City has an experienced team that can get you back in the game. With the team approach at Loring Hospital, our physical therapist can provide you the one-on-one personalized rehabilitation you may need. At Loring Hospital, we help athletes of all ages be the safest and best they can be. For more information, call Loring Hospital in Sac City at 712-662-7105. Loring Hospital, extraordinary care right here.
Jacobson Seed, family owned and operated for more than 85 years. But why is it important for you to do business with a family owned seed company? At Jacobson Seed, we are proud of our family owned heritage. Our commitment goes beyond just selling seed. It's about cultivating relationships and sharing our passion for growth. It's about treating you like a member of our family. Our roots run deep with generations of knowledge and expertise that we pour into every seed we sell. Jacobson Seed, your American veteran, family owned seed company.
Motors halftime report here on Kick 106.7. Halftime report again brought to you by our friends at Mackey Motors in Lake City, recipient of that GM Mark of Exxon Award for 15 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. Really balanced scoring for both teams in the first half. SEC leads at 17-15 here going into the third quarter. We are in your halftime report on the Kick 106.7. Running through the scoring real quick for both teams. We'll start with South Central Calhoun. They are led with Evan Myers with five, as well as Kate Higgins has a five tonight for South Central Calhoun. All five for Higgins came in that second quarter and was a really big piece of why the Titans have a lead here at the half. Did a nice job on the offensive glass, rebounding the basketball, and was able to get to the free throw line. That might be a key for the Titans going into the second half, as they didn't shoot it really well, but shot it pretty good from the free throw line, only missing one. There should be two in that first half, as they went 5-for-7 in the first half from the free throw line. So the Titans probably need to work it back down low and get to the free throw line if they want to continue leading this game. But also chipping in points in that first half was Hallis Stye with three. Charlie Natras has got two. Garrett Krause with two as well for the Titans. For East Sac County, they were led by Weston Julin. He has five. Two from Beckham Kluver. Two from Zach Jacobson. It was one from Carson Schmidt. Three from Grayson Rubendahl. And then two from Kate Snyder. Taking a look at the scoring by each half. We were tied at 8-8. South Central County jumped out to a 5-0 lead to start the game. Then it was an 8-3 run to end the quarter by East Sac County to tie us at 8 going to the second quarter. Then the Titans able, as I mentioned, work it to the free throw line. Only hit two field goals in that second half, or the second quarter, but did a really nice job of getting to the free throw line. Kate Higgins with five free throws made in that first half, as the Titans are sitting 5-of-8 from the free throw line in that first half. SEC outscored East Sac County 9-7 going into that second quarter as we are in halftime. It is 17-15 in favor of South Central Calhoun. These two teams did split the matchup earlier this year. East Sac County won the first one 39-38. Excuse me. Central Calhoun won the second one 51-42, as this is Class 2A District 8 winner. Tonight's matchup will advance to take on Cherokee in Cherokee later on in the week. And I know both teams want it really bad. These are two rivals, two schools not located too far apart. They see each other all the time. South Central Calhoun leads the all-time series 17-16. That dates back to 2011. And I think a big key for South Central Calhoun going into the second half, as I mentioned, work it down low. Kate Higgins found some success. Wasn't able to knock down any shots off of foul chances for and one opportunities, but did a nice job of using some post moves down low to get his way to the free throw line. If I'm South Central Calhoun, I look to kick it down low again, because both teams running a 2-3 zone defense. Well, how you beat the 2-3 zone is that you get it near the free throw line or try to work it down low to open up your shooters from the outside. Well, the Titans have struggled to shoot the basketball from the three-point line, so if you can work it down low to Natras, or even Evan Myers ran the baseline a lot in that first half. So I think that if you can get him to run the baseline and Kate Higgins down low, the three guys they might look to really get the basketball in their hands here in the second half, I think that's really good for East Sac County. They did a nice job of coming away with steals off of their zone defense, been able to run in transition. They've only knocked down 1-3 so far here in the game from West and Julian. He's done a nice job. But I think that if you're East Sac County, share the basketball. That's been a big piece so far here in this first half, is they've been able to spread out the South Calhoun Titan defense and has shared the basketball really well, as they've had six different players score here in the game. It's not going to be one guy for East Sac County. You need a bunch of different guys to put in some points and step up for you if you want to come away with the victory tonight. We'll step away, take a break. We got second half coming up here on a Kick 106.7.
Mackey Motors proudly supports the South Central Calhoun Titans Athletics. It's been our pleasure serving Lake City and the surrounding communities for over 50 years, with our main focus being on customer satisfaction. When you purchase a new Chevy or certified pre-owned vehicle, use the Quick Lube Express Bays, or come get service or bodywork done. Always know that Mackey Motors is a member of your team every step of the way.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Take a minute and think about your bank. Who's the first person you think of? That person who knows you and you trust to help you just the way you need it. At Bank Midwest, that's the kind of relationship we have with our customers. Because when it comes to your money, technology is great, but someone you can really talk to is indispensable. If that's what you want in a bank, we're your bank. Bank Mid who? Bank Midwest, the one with the just right banker for you. Member FDIC.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most. Tonight's game is brought to you by Corn Belt Telephone, keeping our teams connected since 1961. They don't just connect your internet, they connect our whole community. Corn Belt is right there on the sidelines with you. And they're way more than just your telecommunications provider. They're your neighbor, living, cheering, and growing alongside you game after game. So when you see Corn Belt Telephone's logo or hear their name on the air, know it's your community talking. Because at Corn Belt Telephone, connection is more than just service. It's commitment.
United Bank of Iowa is proud to support the South Central Calhoun students and athletes. We wish all the success in your upcoming sports season and in the classroom. United Bank of Iowa is here for your banking needs also. We're ready to help you with your first checking account or vehicle loan. We have all the conveniences that you want, like mobile banking, e-statements, electronic deposits, and more. We make banking easy at United Bank of Iowa, Lake City, Rockwell City, Lorville, and Litton. Member FDIC.
Nothing better exemplifies teamwork than the hard work and dedication of our local area student-athletes. The same can be said of the team at Domino Motors in Sac City. Whether it's pre-owned or new, parts or service, Domino Motors has the expertise you don't just need, but deserve. To see their full line or view their weekly ad, check their website. Domino Motors, Sac City's ideal Chevy dealer and proud supporter of the East Sac Raiders.
We are getting set for the second half here on Kick 106.7. It's a 17-15 lead for South Central Calhoun. So we were tied at 8 going into 2 of the second quarter. Titans outscore the Raiders 9-7. In that second quarter to lead by 2 as the Titans on the basketball to start the third quarter. They'll go left to right here in the second half. Raiders will go right to left the opposite way here in the half. Natras to Myers. Myers in the corner with it. Shot clock out to 20 here for the Titans. They go down low to Natras. Natras' turnaround. Jumper's up no good. Ulmer with the rebound will throw it ahead to Jacobson. Jacobson bounce pass over to Ulmer. Now to Jacobson. Gets it to Schmidt. Schmidt looking for somewhere to go. Swings it back out to Jacobson. Jacobson cross court to Schmidt again. Thought about the three. We'll get it to Jacobson. Top of the key. Shot clock down to 18 here for the Raiders. Ulmer to Jacobson. Cross court to Schmidt. Schmidt bounce pass to Snyder on the block. Snyder near the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Schmidt. He'll take the three on the way. It's up no good. Rebound pulled down by Cade Higgins. We're going to get a foul as Jordan Ulmer tried to come in and steal it away. It'll be the first on the Raiders here in the quarter. with 7:10 left here in the third quarter. Your Culver's player of the game coming up in your post-game show. We'll have that for you. Culver's celebrating over 40 years in business and over 14 of those in the Carroll area. Post on the Carroll Broadcasting Facebook, Twitter, Instagram pages later on tonight. Titans having to go download Natchez. Natchez's turnaround jumper is up and good, and that's where he is at the best for South Central Calhoun in the mid-range. Picks up another basket as it sends that Titan lead to 19-15. Schmidt on the wing to Jacobson. Jacobson will dribble in near the free throw line, draws the double D, kicks it out to Ulmer to Snyder. Snyder cross court to Schmidt, bounce pass down low to Rubendahl. Rubendahl kicks it cross court, but it's poked away. Stye trying to chase it down, he hits the deck. Higgins able to save it. Raider fans wanted to travel on Stye as he rolled with the basketball. Myers will take the three, it's up and good. A 5-0 run by the Titans to start the third quarter. Myers knocks down his second three. It's 22-15 in favor of South Central Calhoun. Ulmer draws the double team to Jacobson. They swing it up to Schmidt. Schmidt looking to go in the middle of the zone defense back to Jacobson. He'll set his feet and take the three. Shot no good. Higgins offensive rebound. We're going to have our defense rebound. Excuse me. We're going to have a foul on Ulmer. Ulmer going to take a seat. Julian will check into the game. 22-15, Ulmer goes to the bench with his fourth foul, so we will not see him probably till later into the fourth quarter. Natchez thought about the three. Raiders still in that 2-3 zone defense. Stye to Natchez. Natchez near the free throw line. His jumper is going to be left short. Schmidt will pull down the rebound for East Sac County. Jacobson gives it up to Schmidt. Schmidt on the wing, back to Jacobson, top of the key. 5:38 left here in the third quarter. Julin looking for somewhere to go. Bounce pass to Jacobson. Swings it out to Schmidt. Shot clock down to 17 here for East Sac County. Now Jacobson, top of the key, dribbles in near the free throw. And looking for somewhere to go. Guarded closely by Stye. Hands it back out to Snyder. Now to Jacobson. Shot clock down to 8. Raiders got to work with the basketball. Jacobson picks up his dribble. Has it poked away. Good defense there by the Titans. Myers comes away with it. They throw it ahead to Stye. Pass a little high. Stye able to track it down. Stye looking for somewhere to go, kicks it to Natchez. His three on the way, it's going to be up no good, a little short. Julian pulls down the rebound, and we're going to get a foul on Natchez as he was on the floor. It'll be the first on the Titans here in the quarter as they lead it currently 22-15. They've got a 7-point lead. Beckham Kluver into the game. Zach Jacobson will take a seat as well as Schroeder coming into the game now as Snyder will take a seat for the Raiders. Natchez's first foul. Kluver will have it for the Raiders in a half-court set. Again, Raiders working right to left down the court here in the second half. Titans will go the opposite way, left to right. Julian in the wing, in the corners, trapped with the basketball. They kick it out to Schroeder, Schroeder to Kluver. Kluver near the free throw line to Rubendahl, kicks it out to Schmidt. Three-point shot blocked away by Garrett Krause. Krause came soaring in. And a block, the shot away, and it'll stick with the Raiders. They'll inbound the basketball with 18 seconds on the shot clock. Schmidt over the top of the defense to Schroeder. Has it stolen away, tried to get in the corner to Julian. Myers with the steal, kicks it now up to Stye. Stye dribbles baseline. His reverse layup is going to be up and good. That lead now to 9 for South Central Calhoun. 24-15 timeout on the floor by East Sac County. 4:34 to go here in the third. We'll step away, take a break. We're back in 30 seconds here on a Kick 106.7.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With 4 convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Otable, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
...24-15 in favor of South Central Calhoun. They have opened up the quarter on a little bit of a run. Kluber's got it. Now back out to Schmidt. Schmidt goes in the corner to Rubendahl. Rubendahl back to Schmidt. Shot clock down to 23 here for East Sac County. Schroeder cross court with it to Kluver. Kluver almost traveled with it, but gives it back to Schroeder. Clock now down to 17. Julian has it for the Raiders. 24-15 lead. 9-point lead. The largest lead for the Titans here in the quarter. And Kluver with the big basket for East Sac County. Knocks down the free throw line. Jumper makes it 24-17. The Raiders' first basket come at the four-minute mark here in this third quarter. Krause back to Stey. Stey to Krause. Krause gives up to Natras in the corner to Myers. Myers back to Natras as he ran quickly to the block. His shot blocked away. Grabs his own miss, though. Has it near the free throw line to Myers. Now to Krause. Krause swings across court to Stey. Stey almost had it go between his legs. He'll dribble baseline. Stey gets it out to Krause. Top of the key three on the way up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Rubendahl. We're going to get a foul by Cade Higgins. And Stey hit his head hard on the court. We're going to get Coach Clark out to look at him as we have a stoppage in play. 3:33 to go here in the third, 24-17 in favor of the South Central Calhoun. It's going to be the second foul on Cade Higgins, the second on the Titans here in the quarter. South Central Calhoun has opened the quarter on a 7-2 run. As Gaffney will check in for Stey. They're going to go check Stey. Stey hit his head hard on the court, so they're going to go check in to make sure he is okay. 3:30 to go here in the third. Kluver's got the basketball, gives it up to Jacobson. Jacobson back to Kluver. Kluver to Jacobson. They'll work a little bit of a two-man game. They'll swing across court now to Julin. Julin will take the three. It's going to be up no good. Rebound pulled down by Myers. Myers brings it up for the tie-ins, hands it off to Natras. Natras looking for somewhere to go at top of the key, dribbles in near the free throw and has it poked away by Kluver. Kluver and Jacobson ahead of the pack. Kluver stops his shot, has it blocked away by Krause. Good job of going up straight with the basketball. He throws it ahead to Myers with the Euro step off the glass, no good. Rubendahl pulls down the rebound, and we're going to get a reach-in foul on Charlie Natras. He did not like the call, thought that it was a jump ball. It'll be a foul on Charlie Natras. Both teams not happy because Esak thought there was a foul on the other end. Titan fans wanted the jump ball. 24-17 in favor of the Titans. Is Stey going to check back into the game? Gaffney will take a seat. Nice to see Hallis back into the game. Under three to play here in the third as the Raiders will have the basketball now in a half-court set. Kluver's got it. Gives it to Julin. Julin's knocked down a three so far here in the game to Jacobson cross court. Bounce pass down to Brotherson, who's checked in the game. His reverse layup, no good. He was fouled on the way up, though. So look at two free throws coming for Esak County. 2:46 to go here in the third. Brotherson to the line looking for his first points tonight. He'll step to the line. His first free throw is on the way. It's going to be up, and it is going to be good as he knocks it down. Gaffney into the game. Charlie Natras will take a seat. 24-18 in favor of South Central Calhoun. Brotherson back to the line. Free throw is on the way. It is up no good. Krause pulls down the rebound for the Titans. Krause ahead, hands it off to Gaffney. Gaffney on the corner, gives it back to Krause. Krause will swing across court to Stey. Stey goes near the free throw line to Higgins. Higgins will pull up for the jumper. It's going to be no good. Rebound pulled down by Brotherson. Titans in transition. They'll hand it off. Excuse me, Raiders in transition. Stey trying to rip the basketball away from Kluver. He's able to track it down. Gets it to Julin. Out of Rubendahl near the free throw line. Rubendahl back out to Kluver. He'll take the three-point shot. It's high. No good. A high arcing three-point shot won't fall for the Raiders as Stey grabs the rebound. 2:09 to go here in the third. Stey cross court now to Krause. Krause looking for somewhere to go. Raiders in a 2-3 zone defense. They give it up to Gaffney. Gaffney back to Hallis. Hallis working with it. Looking for somewhere to go to Krause. Shot clock down to 20 here for the Titans. They go to Higgins here. The free throw line kicks in the corner to Myers. 3-point shot on the way. It's up no good. Offensive rebound though by Higgins to Stey. Uses the fake. Now dribbles in. His layup is going to be up no good. Higgins with Myers with an offensive rebound. And a putback. It's no good. We're going to get a foul on the Titans. I think it might go on Higgins on the reach-in. Trying to steal the way off the rebound. And that'll be the third foul on Cade Higgins as he will go to the line. Here's going to be go to the bench as Natras will check back into the game. 24-18 in favor of South Central Calhoun. A minute 41 left here in the third quarter. Jacobson's got the basketball to Kluver. Kluver with it. Now back to Jacobson. Thought about the three. Dribbles in past Stey in the corner to Brotherson. Three-point shot on the way. No good. Krause with a nice box out will grab the rebound. Ulmer back into the game here in the third with four fouls. Natras with it. Hands it off to Stey. Stey to Krause. Krause in the corner to Gaffney. Gaffney dumps it down low to Myers, who will try to dribble baseline. Draws the double team on the block, looking for somebody to go. Has it poked away. Good defense there by the Raiders as Jacobson comes away with it. Julian with it, and he's going to travel, move the feet before he put the basketball down. The turnover will give it right back to South Central Calhoun. 1:05 here in the third. That'll get Cade Snyder into the game. Ulmer will take a seat with his four fouls. Expected to talk with Coach Bontrager and Clark coming up at your Mackey Motors postgame show tonight. Also name your Culver's player of the game as well. Stein gives it up to Krause. Krause to Gaffney. Free throw line to Natras. Back out to Gaffney. Gaffney tries to dribble baseline. We're going to get a foul on Brotherson trying to close out on the shot fake. The foul will go on the Raiders. Their third here in the quarter. The first on Brotherson as Sasquatch Calhoun will inbound the basketball. Stein with it to Gaffney. Gaffney inbounds it. Will dribble left on the wing. Top of the key to Krause. Krause back to Gaffney. Near in the middle to Natras. Natras draws the double team on the zone defense. Krause to Stein in the corner to Myers. Myers' three-point shot is up and good. He's hit a couple big threes here in the second half. Makes it 27-18 in favor of South Central Calhoun. Shot clock off for the Raiders. 28 seconds left here in the third quarter. Raiders can use the rest of the clock if they want it. Julian's got it. They kick it in the corner now to Brotherson. Brotherson picks up his dribble. Guarded by Krause. Goes down low to Snyder. Snyder tries to backdoor it to Brotherson. We're going to get a kicked ball on the Titans, so it'll stick with the Raiders. Evan Myers with a good game tonight, throwing his hat in for that Culver's player of the game. Snyder takes the seat. Rubendahl will check in now for East Sac County. 15-9 in favor of the Titans. Inbounds pass goes to Kluver. Nobody picks up Jacobson coming out of the inbounds play. Shot no good on the three. Krause pulls down the rebound. Now the Titans can hold for the last shot if they want it. Clock down to eight. Krause takes the shot. It's up no good. Rebound pulled down by Julian. Raiders now pushing the other wing. Transition. 2 seconds left. Kluver going to get the shot up at the buzzer. And it's only up no good. That was good when he left the hand. But it'll be a 27-18 lead for the Titans. As we go to the fourth quarter, we'll step away, take a break. We're back in 1 minute here on a kick 106.7.
Here at the Lake City Drive-In, let us make you a meal or snack that you'll love. We have an amazing menu with something for everyone. People love our roasted chicken and our juicy burgers. And ice cream is delicious at any time of the year. Check out our Facebook and look for our daily specials. The Lake City Drive-In is open 7 days a week. Come in or call ahead and use the drive-thru. 464-3005, the Lake City Drive-In, located on Main Street across from the high school in Lake City.
Did you know if you experience a sports injury, Loring Hospital in Sac City has an experienced team that can get you back in the game? With the team approach at Loring Hospital, our physical therapists can provide you the one-on-one personalized rehabilitation you may need. At Loring Hospital, we help athletes of all ages be the safest and best they can be. For more information, call Loring Hospital in Sac City at 712-662-7105. Loring Hospital, extraordinary care right here.
Quarter 27-18 in favor of South Central Calhoun. Titans looking to advance into Class 2A, a sub-state 8, or District 8, I should say. Winner going to take on a Cherokee coming up on a Thursday. Raiders will have the basketball coming out of the quarter change. Kluver top the key, swings it up to Julian. Julian looking for somewhere to go, back to Kluver. Shot clock down to 19 now for the Raiders. Julian will dribble in on Myers. Myers with 11 points to lead all scorers here in the game. Kluver bounce pass to Jacobson. Shot clock now ticks under 10 at 8. They go down low to Rubendahl. Rubendahl with 6. Down low to Brotherson. Brotherson tries to track it down. Basketball still loose, and we're going to get a foul on the floor. It'll be on East Sac County, so it'll go over. Well, they're going to say, I think Julian touched it out of bounds. So it will be Titan basketball up by 9. 27-18, their largest lead here in the game is at that 9 points. They led by 9 earlier in the third quarter as well. Natras on the wing with it. Cross court to Stye. Stye has to track down the loose ball. They go to Natras through the free throw line. Natras looking for somewhere to go. Backs down. Julian to Stye. Stye will take the three in the corner. It's up no good. Evan Myers tries to fight for the rebound, but it's going to go in the hands of Kluver. Kluver able to track it down. Jacobson with it on the wing, gives it to Kluber. They swing it around. Kluber to Jacobson. Minute off the clock so far here in the fourth. Ruben Dahl near the free throw line. Out to Jacobson. Thought about the three to Kluber, who's open for the shot. It's on the way. It's going to be up and good. Eastack County in the matchup on Friday was able to knock down a bunch of threes in the fourth to kind of crawl their way back into the game. Kluber knocks down the jumper. It makes it 27-21. It'll be a timeout on the floor. We'll step away and take it with them. We're back in 1 minute here on a kick 106-7.
Jacobson Seed, family owned and operated for more than 85 years. But why is it important for you to do business with a family owned seed company? At Jacobson Seed, we are proud of our family owned heritage. Our commitment goes beyond just selling seed. It's about cultivating relationships and sharing our passion for growth. It's about treating you like a member of our family. Our roots run deep with generations of knowledge and expertise that we pour into every seed we sell. Jacobson Seed, your American veteran, family-owned seed company.
Mackey Motors proudly supports the South Central Calhoun Titans Athletics. It's been our pleasure serving Lake City and the surrounding communities for over 50 years, with our main focus being on customer satisfaction. When you purchase a new Chevy or certified pre-owned vehicle, use the Quick Lube Express Bays or come get service or bodywork done. Always know that Mackey Motors is a member of your team every step of the way.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Coming out of the timeout, Krause with it as they work in a half court set. Raiders still sitting in a zone defense, a 2-3 zone. They go to Myers in the corner, bounce pass down low to Higgins. Higgins to Natras, who cut towards the basket. His shot's going to be up no good. Rebound pulled down by Rubidon. Natras able to rip it away from him, though. We're going to get a foul. So I almost thought they got a foul on Stice. He knocks Schmidt down to the floor. Titans will come away with the basketball. Excuse me, Raiders with the basketball. They'll give it up to Jacobson near the free throw line. Back out to Kluber, who knocked down a 3 moments ago. Julian in the corner. They go down low to Rubendahl. Rubendahl on Myers. Kicks it cross court to Jacobson. Jacobson to Kluber. Shot on the way. It's going to be up no good. He left it a little short. Higgins pulls out another rebound for the Titans. 6-point lead for South Central Calhoun. 27-21. Under six to play here in the fourth. Natras with it. They go down low to Myers. Myers on the low block. Goes up for the shot and picks up 2 points. Myers now up to 13 here in the game, 29-21 in favor of the Titans. Schmidt looking for somebody to go and gives it up to Jacobson. Swings across court to Kluber. Kluber back to Jacobson, now to Schmidt. Titans in the 2-3 zone defense as well. Schmidt dribbles in, kicks it to Kluber. Shot on the way. It's up no good. Rebound pulled down by Higgins. It's Beckham Kluver's third three here in the quarter. He's knocked down one of them. We got a timeout on the floor by the Titans. The Titans will take their timeout, a 30-second timeout, 29-21, 5-14-15, excuse me, to go here in the fourth. We'll step away, take a break. We're back in 30 here on Kick 106.7.
Take a minute and think about your bank. Who's the first person you think of? That person who knows you and you trust to help you just the way you need it. At Bank Midwest, that's the kind of relationship we have with our customers. Because when it comes to your money, technology is great, but someone you can really talk to is indispensable. If that's what you want in a bank, we're your bank. Bank Mid who? Bank Midwest, the one with the just right banker for you. Member FDIC.
The 29-21 lead for South Central Calhoun with 5:15 to go here in the fourth. Raiders led by Beckham Kluber right now. He's got 7 points in the game. Titans are led by Evan Myers with 13. Titans have the basketball coming out of the half. Excuse me, out of the timeout. Krause gives it up to Natras on the wing. 20 seconds on the shot clock here for South Central Calhoun. Natras near the free throw line. His jumper's going to be up no good. Kluber with the backside rebound for the Raiders. Kluber with it to Schmidt. Schmidt swings across court to Jacobson. Jacobson back to Kluber. Schmidt looking for somewhere to go. Back to Kluber. They swing it back out to Jacobson. Shot clock down to 22 here for the Raiders. Kluber now will go inside to Rubendahl. Kicks it outside to Schmidt. Schmidt to Kluber, who's open for three. It's on the way. It's up no good. High off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by Krause. Krause will bring it up in the front court, swings it over to Natras. Natras back to Krause. 2-3 zone defense look here still for the Raiders. Stye in the corner to Myers. Myers has knocked down a couple big threes here in this first half. Kraus with it. Back to Stye. Stye on the wing to Kraus. Shot clock down to 15. They dump out over the top of defense to Myers down low. He'll go off the glass. Shot no good. Fight for the rebound. It'll be bounced around now in the hands of Jacobson. Jacobson will dribble left with it. Now back out towards the half-court line to Schmidt. Schmidt to Jacobson. Jacobson thought about the D3. Gets it to Schmidt. Schmidt back to Jacobson. Swings across court to Kluver. Kluver back to Jacobson. They work it around the three-point line over to Schmidt. 18 seconds on the shot clock now for the Raiders. Under four to play here in the fourth. An eight-point lead for the Titans at 29-21. Kluver near the free throw line. Back out to Schmidt. Schmidt kicks across court to Ulmer. Ulmer's three-point shot is up and good. Five-point lead here for the Titans. 29-24. 3:34 to go in the fourth. Eastsack County trying to mount a comeback. They trailed by as much as nine here in the fourth. Stye with it to Higgins. Higgins back to Stye. Stye near the free throw line to Natras. Natras goes up for the shot, leaves it short. Rebound pulled down by Rubendahl. We're going to get a foul on Higgins just trying to get out of there. Feet got tangled up. Rubendahl hit the floor, and that'll be a foul on South Central Calhoun. It's going to be Higgins' third. 29-24 in favor of South Central Calhoun. Raiders have the basketball, though. Kluver gives it up to Jacobson. Jacobson bounce pass over to Schmidt. Schmidt to Jacobson. They get it back to Kluver. 3 minutes to go here in the fourth. Raiders working the basketball down low to Rubendahl. Draws the double team. They kick it back out to Schmidt. Schmidt splits the defense. Cross court to Kluver. He'll try his hand at another three. Up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Myers. We go under three to play now in the fourth. We're going to advance to take on Cherokee coming up on Thursday in Class 2A District 8. And we're going to get a timeout on the floor. Coach Clive Clark wants one. 29-24, 2:40 to go here in the fourth. We'll step away and take it with them. We're back in 1 minute on Kick 106.7.
Friday Night Lights. Small Town Pride. And the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team. At Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most. Tonight's game is brought to you by Corn Belt Telephone, keeping our teams connected since 1961. They don't just connect your internet, they connect our whole community. Corn Belt is right there on the sidelines with you, and they're way more than just your telecommunications provider. They're your neighbor, living, cheering, and growing alongside you game after game. So when you see Corn Belt Telephone's logo or hear their name on the air, know it's your community talking. Because at Corn Belt Telephone, connection is more than just service. It's commitment.
We've got 2:40 left here in the fourth, 29-24 in favor of the Titans. SEC will have the basketball coming out of the timeout. Stye to inbound in front of the Titans side of the court. They'll get it in to Kraus. SEC on the season 11-10. Eastsack County comes in 4-17. These two teams did split the series earlier in the year, as they are Twin Lakes Conference foes, also rivals, not separated far apart from each other. Natras gives it up to Stye, to Kraus. Kraus swings it up here in the wing. They go down low to Higgins. Higgins looking for somewhere to go on the block. Now backs it out. Try to get it top of the key to Kraus. 2 seconds on the shot clock. Kraus's fadeaway three is up, no good. Higgins' offensive rebound now for the Titans. Kicks it back out to Kraus as the Titans will reset offensively. They swing it over to Stye. Raiders still in a 2-3 zone defense. Now to Kraus. Kraus to Higgins. Higgins bounce it back over to Kraus. Now to Myers. Myers draws the double team. Kraus near the free throw line, and we're going to get a foul on the Raiders. Foul will be on the floor. It will be the first on Eastsack County here in the quarters. We go under two to play. South Central Calhoun. Myers inbounds, gives it up to Natras. Natras near the free throw line to Higgins. Higgins backdoor pass to Stye, who's open for three. Shot on the way. It's up, no good. Rubendahl pulls down the rebound. Jacobson has it now for the Raiders, looking to cut into the lead. Potentially could make it one possession with the basket here. They go down low to Ulmer. Ulmer kicks it cross court to Schmidt. His three-point shot on the way. It's up long. Offensive rebound, though, by Kluver. Puts it back up. Shot no good. Rubendahl there for the offensive rebound. As Kluver hit the floor hard on the putback, will make it a three-point lead here for South Central Calhoun, 29-26. A minute 24 to go here in the fourth. We'll step away, take a break. A timeout here by ESAC County. We'll be back in 1 minute on a Kick 106.7.
United Bank of Iowa is proud to support the South Central Calhoun students and athletes. We wish all the success in your upcoming sports season and in the classroom. United Bank of Iowa is here for your banking needs also. We're ready to help you with your first checking account or vehicle loan. We have all the conveniences that you want, like mobile banking, e-statements, electronic deposits, and more. We make banking easy at United Bank of Iowa, Lake City, Rockwell City, Lorville, and Litton. Member FDIC.
Nothing better exemplifies teamwork than the hard work and dedication of our local area student-athletes. The same can be said of the team at Domino Motors in Sac City. Whether it's pre-owned or new, parts or service, Domino Motors has the expertise you don't just need, but deserve. To see their full line or view their weekly ad, check their website. Domino Motors, Sac City's ideal Chevy dealer and proud supporter of the East Sac Raiders.
Court press. Dye inbounds to Natras. Natras runs behind the defense. He's got it out in transition, and the layup's going to be up and good. 31-26 takes it to a five-point lead now for South Central Calhoun. Jacobson's got it to Schmidt. He'll take his hand at a three. Shot no good. Ulmer tries to save it, but inbounds it to Myers. Titans in transition, a three-on-two break. Down low to Krause. Krause loses the basketball, was able to put it back up. Tip out, rebound to Ulmer. He sacked the other way. Kluver goes up for the basket. High off the backboard and falls in. We'll take it now to a three-point lead back for South Central Calhoun. 31-28, 48 seconds to go here in the fourth. Natras to Higgins. Higgins with the basketball. Gives it back to Natras. Just past half court here for SCC. They're going to run some clock here. We're going to get a foul on Grayson Rubendahl. Don't know if I really like the foul there. I mean, ESAC's got some fouls to give, but you can run the clock out here. Now you only got about 1 second separating the shot clock and the game clock, so you almost have to foul, not leaving yourself much time here to get a shot off. The second foul on Rubendahl. Raiders still have three more fouls to give before they put SEC at the free throw line. Natras inbounds, looking for somewhere to go. Gives it up to Higgins. Myers now with the basketball loose from the floor. They're going to give it up to Julin. Julin the other way, fouled by Krause, and Julin will go to the line. Krause doesn't like the call, but Krause did hit Julin on the arm on the way up. So Weston Julin will go to the line for two free throws with 31.2 to go here in the fourth. That is not what South Central Calhoun wanted. The third on Krause, second foul here by the tie-ins, and Julin misses the first one. He's almost got to make the second one as Jacobson will check into the game. Brotherson will take a seat. Raiders need to make the free throw and then foul quickly. Free throw is good by Julin. Inbounds pass goes to side. They need a foul. Julin almost comes away with the steal, but Natras will have it in the front court. Raiders need a foul. We're going to get a foul on Weston Julin. It will be on the Raiders. ESAC County still has a couple more fouls to give. Two more fouls here in the quarter. Julin with the free throw make, and we're going to get a timeout on the floor. A two-point lead for South Central Calhoun, 31-29, 25.6 to go here in the fourth. We'll step away, take a break. We are back in 1 minute on a Kick 106.7.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wallach Lumber Company have been proud to help our communities grow. With four convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wallach Lumber, with locations in Wallach, Lakeview, Otebolt, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Here at the Lake City Drive-In, let us make you a meal or snack that you'll love. We have an amazing menu with something for everyone. People love our roasted chicken and our juicy burgers. And ice cream is delicious at any time of the year. Check out our Facebook and look for our daily specials. The Lake City Drive-In is open 7 days a week. Come in or call ahead and use the drive-thru. 464-3005, the Lake City Drive-In, located on Main Street across from the high school in Lake City.
Comes off the clock. Now you still have 25.3 to go, as that was the third on Rubendahl. So one more foul will put SCC at the free throw line. Stein inbounds to Myers, and we're going to get a foul quickly by East Sac County. Myers 0-for-2 from the free throw line tonight so far on the season. Evan comes in as a 51% free throw shooter. Could send it to a double, to a two-possession game. Free throw on the way. It is up. Rolls around the rim. It went all the way up the backboard, back down, almost all the way up the backboard again, and falls in. We'll take it to a three-point game now here for South Central Calhoun. 23.7 to go here in the fourth. 32-29. Titans have led all the way. They took a 10-9 lead in the second quarter. Myers, the second free throw on the way. It's going to be up. No good. Raiders got a chance here. Down by three. Brotherson with it. We're going to get a... Not a Bontrager's not going to call a timeout. He will let the Raiders rock with the basketball. Brotherson tries to split the defense, and we're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with East Sac County. 12.3. Raiders will inbound. Oh, they're going to turn it over. It's going to go over to South Central Calhoun. Thought they were going to keep it with East Sac County. It'll be tight in basketball. Titans will inbound the basketball. Looking to extend their lead. Stye on the inbounds gives it in to Myers. We're going to get a foul on Schmidt. So that'll send now Evan Myers back to the free throw line the other way. A chance to take this to a two-possession lead with 11.4 to go here in the fourth. Myers to the line. Go back to line, went 1-for-2 moments ago and knocks down the first one. That's a big free throw. Evan Myers will take it to a 33-29 lead now for the Titans. As Titans will clear out the lane. You got Schroeder and Brotherson back into the game now for the Raiders. Evan Myers will go back to the line. Throw on the way, and he will go 2-for-2. Two big free throws, almost puts it out of way for East Sac County. Kluver, deep three, has it blocked. Basketball loose on the floor, and Myers comes away with it. We're going to get a foul on the Raiders with 1.6 to go. So if Evan can at least make one of these, that will send South Central Calhoun to the next round. 34-29, 1.6 to go here in the fourth as Myers goes back to the line. Titans led it by 9 at one point here in the quarter. One point in the half, I should say. Free throw is up and good by Evan. We'll go back to the line. Makes it 35-29 with 1.6 to go here in the fourth. Second free throw rattles in and out. Julian will have it. Half court heave at the buzzer. It's going to be up. No good. It'll be 35-29. East Sac County will fall to South Central Calhoun. Titans advance. A Class 2A District 8, as they will take on Cherokee coming up on Friday, on Thursday. We'll step away, take a break. We got your Mackey Motors postgame show coming up here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Did you know if you experience a sports injury, Loring Hospital in Sac City has an experienced team that can get you back in the game? With the team approach at Loring Hospital, our physical therapist can provide you the one-on-one personalized rehabilitation you may need. At Loring Hospital, we help athletes of all ages be the safest and best they can be. For more information, call Loring Hospital in Sac City at 712-662-7105. Loring Hospital, extraordinary care right here.
Jacobson Seed, family owned and operated for more than 85 years. But why is it important for you to do business with a family owned seed company? At Jacobson Seed, we are proud of our family owned heritage. Our commitment goes beyond just selling seed. It's about cultivating relationships and sharing our passion for growth. It's about treating you like a member of our family. Our roots run deep with generations of knowledge and expertise that we pour into every seed we sell. Jacobson Seed, your American veteran, family owned seed company.
Mackey Motors proudly supports the South Central Calhoun Titans Athletics. It's been our pleasure serving Lake City and the surrounding communities for over 50 years, with our main focus being on customer satisfaction. When you purchase a new Chevy or certified pre-owned vehicle, use the Quick Lube Express Bays, or come get service or bodywork done, always know that Mackey Motors is a member of your team every step of the way.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Take a minute and think about your bank. Who's the first person you think of? That person who knows you and you trust to help you just the way you need it. At Bank Midwest, that's the kind of relationship we have with our customers. Because when it comes to your money, technology is great, but someone you can really talk to is indispensable. If that's what you want in a bank, we're your bank. Bank Mid who? Bank Midwest, the one with the just right banker for you. Member FDIC.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most. Tonight's game is brought to you by Corn Belt Telephone, keeping our teams connected since 1961. They don't just connect your internet, they connect our whole community. Corn Belt is right there on the sidelines with you. And they're way more than just your telecommunications provider. They're your neighbor, living, cheering, and growing alongside you game after game. So when you see Corn Belt Telephone's logo or hear their name on the air, know it's your community talking. Because at Corn Belt Telephone, connection is more than just service. It's commitment. For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Mackey Motors postgame show here on Kick 106.7. Postgame show again brought to you by Mackey Motors in Lake City, recipient of that GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. Class 2A, District 8, South Central Calhoun comes away with a big victory tonight as they will advance to take on Cherokee coming up on Thursday for you here in Class 2A District 8. Running through the scoring real quick for the Titans tonight. They were led by Evan Myers. He had 17 of the 35. 5 from Hallis Stye, 6 from Charlie Natras, 2 from Garrett Krause, and then 5 from Kate Higgins. All 5 of Higgins' points came in that second quarter from the free throw line. For East Sac County, they were led by Beckham Kluver with 9. Jordan Ulmer had 3. Zach Jacobson with the 2. Mark Brotherson chipped in 1 point off the bench. Weston Julin with 6. It was Carson Schmidt also with 1. Grayson Rubendahl with 5. And then Kate Snyder had 2 points tonight for East Sac County. East Sac County's season comes to an end. They fall to 4-18 on the season. They're 1-2 now against the Titans here in this season. This is the third meeting that these two teams have had so far this season. South Central Calhoun will move to 12-10 overall, and they will advance to take on Cherokee coming up on a Thursday there into Cherokee. Scoring in both halves, Esat County and SEC were tied at 8 going into the second quarter. Titans able to take a 2-point lead going into the halftime as they outscored the Raiders 9-7 in the second, led to 17-15 at the halftime. In the third quarter, it was South Central Calhoun outscoring Esat County 10-3. They grew that lead to 9 going to the fourth. Then Esat County had it down to 39-21 with seconds to go, trailed by 2. But South Central County comes away with a 35-29 victory tonight here on a kick 106-7. We'll name our Culver's player of the game coming up when we come back. Also, hopefully catch up with Coach Bontrager here in your postgame show as well. We're back in a couple minutes on a kick 106-7.
United Bank of Iowa is proud to support the South Central Calhoun students and athletes. We wish all the success in your upcoming sports season and in the classroom. United Bank of Iowa is here for your banking needs also. We're ready to help you with your first checking account or vehicle loan. We have all the conveniences that you want, like mobile banking, e-statements, electronic deposits, and more. We make banking easy at United Bank of Iowa, Lake City, Rockwell City, Lorville, and Litton. Member FDIC.
Nothing better exemplifies teamwork than the hard work and dedication of our local area student-athletes. The same can be said of the team at Domino Motors in Sac City. Whether it's pre-owned or new, parts or service, Domino Motors has the expertise you don't just need, but deserve. To see their full line or view their weekly ad, check their website. Domino Motors, Sac City's ideal Chevy dealer and proud supporter of the East Sac Raiders.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With 4 convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Otable, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Here at the Lake City Drive-In, let us make you a meal or snack that you'll love. We have an amazing menu with something for everyone. People love our roasted chicken and our juicy burgers. And ice cream is delicious at any time of the year. Check out our Facebook and look for our daily specials. The Lake City Drive-In is open 7 days a week. Come in or call ahead and use the drive-thru. 464-3005, the Lake City Drive-In, located on Main Street across from the high school in Lake City.
We are in your Mackey Motors post-game show here on a kick 106-7. Again, your final tonight. Esat County falls to South Central Calhoun, 35-29. We'll name your Culver's player of the game. Culver's celebrating 40 years in the business, also 14 of those in the Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious, just located off of Highway 30 West there in the Carroll. Culver's player of the game, he posts under Carroll Broadcasting Facebook, Twitter, Instagram pages later on tonight, as well as up at sports.30kcim.com. We're going to go with Evan Myers tonight. He had 17 points, had half of South Central Calhoun's points tonight as he ends up picking up 17 points. Yeah. We're going to hopefully catch up with Coach Bontrager here in your postgame show, but Evan Myers is named your Culver's player of the game. We'll step away, take a break. We should have Coach Bontrager when we come back. We're back in 1 minute here on a kick 106-7.
Did you know if you experience a sports injury, Loring Hospital in Sac City has an experienced team that can get you back in the game? With the team approach at Loring Hospital, our physical therapist can provide you the one-on-one personalized rehabilitation you may need. At Loring Hospital, we help athletes of all ages be the safest and best they can be. For more information, call Loring Hospital in Sac City at 712-662-7105. Loring Hospital, extraordinary care right here.
Jacobson Seed, family owned and operated for more than 85 years. But why is it important for you to do business with a family owned seed company? At Jacobson Seed, we are proud of our family owned heritage. Our commitment goes beyond just selling seed. It's about cultivating relationships and sharing our passion for growth. It's about treating you like a member of our family. Our roots run deep with generations of knowledge and expertise that we pour into every seed we sell. Jacobson Seed, your American veteran, family owned seed company.
We are joined along with East Sac County Raiders head basketball coach Todd Bontrager here in Yamaki Motors postgame show. And coach, season comes to an end tonight, but I think you got to be kind of proud with how the boys played tonight. You, I think, dictated the pace of tonight's game, just a couple turnovers and couldn't hit some open shots, but I thought you guys played pretty well tonight.
Yeah, our kids showed a lot of fight tonight, and you know, last Tuesday wasn't our best effort. We looked a little lethargic, and I thought from the start tonight we weren't going to be intimidated at all. We were going to kind of set the tone defensively, and I thought last week was our worst rebounding game of the year, and I thought we turned the tables on that. So I thought we went in there and fought against a much bigger team, and we're scrapping, and we won our fair share of 50-50 balls, if not more of them.
Yeah. Central County jumped out to a 5-0 lead. Seemed like they could have, at the start, kind of dictated how this game was going to be played. You guys fought back into the quarter on an 8-3 run. What did you talk about the kids going into that first and second quarter?
You know, everything started with our defensive rebounding. Offensively, we tried to establish something, you know, with Grayson around there, you know, short corner, a little high-low look there. Trying to put pressure on the rims in hopes of opening up something outside, too, and getting to the free throw line, which we did a few times early on. It was tough to navigate in there. We had a few deflected passes, but we needed to do that. And then when they kind of adjusted and took some of that away, and then, you know, at the end there, you got to penetrate. If you don't feel comfortable or not, you got to get in there. So Beckham Kluver got in there a couple times, and Carson, who has shown the ability to do that a little bit. Yeah. They created some looks, but we just couldn't. We had some open looks. We just couldn't knock them down. If we knocked down a couple of those, I felt pretty good about pulling out the win.
Yeah,
but I really, and we probably should have done that earlier, but, you know, that's just kind of our team this year, how they're built, has not been a strength.
Yeah.
But it showed a lot of character and courage to just do that and just take a risk and try to create something. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty proud of the kids.
Yeah. You're going to lose some pretty good seniors that have played a lot of basketball for you. Kate Snyder being one of them, as well as Wyatt Smith. You're going to lose Riley Aragon, Jordan Ulmer, as well as Cade Bachman. What have those kids meant to this program for you?
Well, those guys, we've had a lot of adversity and roadblocks. You look at the win-loss column, you know, obviously it hasn't been good. But those guys have led the team day in, day out in practice and on the road. With positive encouragement to the other kids, the underclassmen, and they've kept their energy level up. I've enjoyed going to practice. We've worked hard. We've tried to get better, and which we have in certain areas. We've had challenges this year. But those seniors, Cade Snyder's worked really hard all the way through. He's been always been a super energetic guy, and he's done the camps, the summer work, and all that, and. And Jordan Ulmer, he probably worked harder than anybody the last couple of years that we've had in the offseason to make himself better, and did a lot of good things for us this year. And he needed to do that to be able to get on the court and do positive things. And Wyatt Smith's had some tough luck with he's had some bad ankle injuries and stuff that keeps him from consistently staying on track there, but he stayed out. And Cade Bachman, probably the smartest guy on our team, always knows what we need to do X and O-wise. He has some limitations maybe athletically, but he's always there to support the guys and knows what our team needs. And he was there every day for shootouts, open gyms the last couple of years. He's always been there. So that's high character stuff. And Riley Aragon wanted to give it a shot this year after being out last year or not being out last year. And it took a lot of courage to come back out and give it a shot this year. But those guys have led a lot in that category, and we're going to miss them a ton.
You guys end the season at 4-18, but I think the third time playing Central Calhoun, I think builds a lot of confidence for you guys going into next year. Return some really nice pieces on this team. What are you looking forward to coming into next year?
You know, we had some depth issues and some ability issues at certain positions in our older two classes. That's where your teams are mostly built, your core teams. So we had to bump a lot of kids up another year or two, and what they're fully ready for varsity. So guys like Kaysen Schrader and Mark Brotherson played a full JV schedule a lot, and then towards the end of the year they were playing four quarters of JV, then they turn around an hour and a half later play another couple, three quarters or whatever of varsity. So things like that. And we've had some injuries. Weston Julian got off slow start, broke his collarbone football, so he played a little catch-up. But he's had some glimpses of doing some really good things. So we've had challenges. Grayson Rubidall, absolute great freshman. He's going to be really good for us. He protected the rim well tonight.
Yeah, I thought he did too.
And just played a lot more aggressive. So he's got a really bright future, and he's going to do great things for us next year. In another year, we're just going to be a lot – we're going to be bigger and stronger and mentally stronger.
Yeah.
And we'll be able to play – four complete quarters every game next year.
Todd, it was great getting to watch you guys play. Good luck coming up next year.
All right, thank you for covering us. Appreciate it.
That was Eastside County Raiders head basketball coach Todd Bontrager here on your Mackey Motors postgame show. That'll end tonight's coverage. South Central Calhoun picks up a 35-29 win over Eastside County. They advance to take on Cherokee coming up on a Thursday. Again, Evan Myers named your Culver's Player of the Game. That'll wrap up our coverage tonight here on Kick 106.7. I want to say thank you for tuning in to high school basketball tonight here on this Monday.